I hear now call the meeting October 9th, 2023. Regular board meeting at the Hamilton Educational Center boardroom at 6 p.m. duly open. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call of officers.
Mr. Schutte.
Here.
Mrs. Clark.
Here.
Mrs. Isaac.
Here.
Mr. Dahmer.
Here.
Mr. Obert.
Here. Need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac. Mr.
Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Do we have any participation tonight?
We do not, but we are holding a public hearing for our calendar this evening, so I guess.
I actually think we do. You put a slip right there by your thing, Mr. Wally.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mr. Dylan Isaac. 4455 Butler Farm Drive. Friday night scoreboard. Functions?
Functions, yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to pose a question. I volunteer for Dylan Isaac. Volunteer for the football team. And from last year to this year, there's some pretty high-tech AV equipment that has not been utilized whatsoever this year. I know the scoreboard is about 3 years old, and I've asked about why it's not being utilized and told that it's broke or can't figure out how to work it. I think there's been something with like a network or something, and I just wanted to come and get it on the record because that equipment is too expensive just to like not utilize, especially in one of the greatest football seasons it's had, right? And so maybe we could spearhead getting that figured out, why it wasn't utilized, who's in charge of doing that and moving forward, so there's like a definitive role.
Okay, thank you. Take a look at that.
Sure.
So, find out what's going on.
Just some comments based on him bringing that to our attention. Is there a reason why we don't have an IT person on hand at our football games to handle any type of technical issues? I don't think it should be a football staff member that should be doing that. We have an IT department, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to think that most schools can figure that out.
Okay.
At events.
Did ours go to Groveport? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, but we'll look into that and see why things haven't been done, you know, as per last year.
Sure.
Okay. Any other comments? All righty. Going straight into board reports. Jimmy. You please start us off.
So one thing Mr. Blanco sent Mary and I today was our third grade ELA testing is going to be October 24th and 25th, with the makeup being the 26th through 30th. Just to give parents a little bit of a warning on that. I know I texted Mr. Thompson today about some updates about the sports. He said tournament, we got boys soccer is going to be playing at Lynn Carroll the 16th. Volleyball will be playing the 16th at London. Girls soccer is going to be playing the 17th here against Jonathan Miller. Mr. Isaac has already mentioned, you know, just to touch real quick on the football. We got a huge night this week against Bloom Carroll. I know it's going to be senior night. There's a lot of things that are hinging on this weekend. I read that there's a 20-some game winning streak for Bloom Carroll in the MSL. That will be, you know, contested. I just want to, you know, say to the coaches of all our sports and everything, just continue the hard work. I know great things have been done. With football, there's a lot of things that are still yet to be accomplished, but, you know, let's continue keeping our heads down on that and continue keeping the kids very level-headed. I know, there hasn't been a lot of issues that I've seen on the field with any of the players. Like, I know we've had, some in the past. But they've been very level-headed, and there's been a lot of good sportsmanship that's been shown by a lot of the players that have been out there. That's a testament to all the coaches and the hard work that they've put in. The band, I know the band's been doing real well. I'm trying to think of the name of the halftime show you guys have been doing. Queen of Broken Hearts. That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. I've got to see that a couple times. They're doing really well with that. I know they competed a couple weeks ago and did pretty well at that competition. Again, great work to them also. I know we're getting ready to wrap up the first quarter. I know we're getting our kids into a lot of routines and stuff, and let's just continue keeping them moving in the right direction and continuing where they're going. So that's my report, Mr. Over.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Schutte?
Nothing for me right at the moment.
All righty. Mrs. Clark?
Yes. Thank you. As far as my legislative report, we have our state board of education currently in kind of a state of limbo as we await the courts to figure out if the law that was passed in the budget bill and pushed through by DeWine is going to be allowed to happen. So it's an interesting time to be starting a school year with a state board of education that's kind of like powerless and no one appointed yet to take over the important roles that they fulfill. I don't know if there's anything that Mr. Tyler will share about how it's affecting anything, because I don't know if everything's just kind of rolling as usual.
Absolutely.
But at a certain point, we'll hit a wall where, decisions have to be made and things have to be done, and it's unfortunate that it's all being tied up that way right now.
Yeah, just to answer that question, it's business as usual until we hear otherwise. At this moment, it's not an impact, but it wouldn't be incorrect to say that, we're obviously there's a lot riding on how that decision goes. But, currently it's business as usual.
The only thing I saw that I thought was worth mentioning as far as upcoming kind of newly introduced legislative items, Michelle Reynolds, which is our senator here in this area that replaced Maharoff, and she introduced Senate Bill 168. I personally want to read a little more into it because it seems like it has kind of some little things, but all over the place related to licensure requirements, community school report cards, and then even affecting like seniority being used in reduction of force and like classified positions and things like that. So if it has good or bad implications for us, since she is our representative, I thought it would be good for us to know and reach out to her and make sure that we express, how that would impact us. So that really concludes my legislative report. I kind of did it backwards. My personal report, I wanted to thank Mr. Wilson for the really detailed and thorough reports and explanations of things that we've been getting. I find that side of things to be really overwhelming and intimidating, and it's been really helpful for me, so I really appreciate that. You may have seen that the state report cards were recently released, which has been an area of concern for me for many years. They obviously depend very much on our state tests, which is, there's, you know, pros and cons to that. But the thing that I walk away with looking at is we're doing a great job here at Hamilton, and I'm proud to see the areas that we are growing and hearing, you know, and knowing that we have plans for the areas that might be weaknesses, and looking at how those, you know, kind of compare overall around us. There are some things that just don't really make sense, but there are a lot of things that it shows that we do well. So I also appreciate the report that we received about that. The other things, I guess, I can say for as we get through the agenda. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Mrs. Isaac?
I just have one thing that I'll share as well that Joe Blanca sent us. So it looks like we're partnering with Ashland University to pilot a 5G credential course for interested high school seniors that would involve students completing 4 modules of content that is published by the Wireless Infrastructure Association. This would provide students the industry credential and work readiness, as well as 12 points toward graduation, which is that's awesome. It would cost $7,000 per student, but the cost is covered by the partnership with Ashland through a grant they have secured with industry partners. Sounds like you're working to get the juniors hopefully involved in that as well, but regardless, I don't know if any, I have a kid in college and it's expensive, so the more they can do in high school, the better, and cut down the cost. It's always a good thing. Monday, October 16th is the next All-District Professional Development Day. I like to see that you share the vendor trainings that the teachers will participate in. I'm not going to share them here, but it is nice to see that being shared and what the teachers partake in on those days that then the students are home. So thank you for that. That's it.
Okay.
And good luck to everyone. The band, I will say the band getting involved with the student section this year has been great to see. That's awesome. It doesn't go unnoticed, everything that they do. And the soccer players tonight.
Yeah. That's it. Okay. My report, Jen, would you stand up? And husband, would you stand up? You know, because you see him when you see her, and you see her everywhere. I seen her in one building, and then I got in my car and I drove around, and hell, she was directing traffic over on the corner, and she received an award, and the official name of that award, I would butcher it up so bad with my speech. The only thing I can say, it was really, really good. And she's a really, really good employee. And it was a great evening with you. And it was great to see you recognized. We got enough lasagna at that dinner. I think I put 2 pounds on. Yeah, we're doing great in sports. And the thing that impresses me the most is the yards that's not being given up as previous years on poor sportsmanship. I mean, it's like night and day. And the band, through my many years of attending competitions, watching my daughter do the flags, I could probably be a judge. And flags are doing great. And I can say that professionally almost. We have some good things that's happened. I'm gonna let Mark go ahead and report on these, and sure. I'm going to keep my report short. So I think I'm done, but I might be a Mrs. Isaac, and I'll give you three more things pretty quick.
I'm very unprepared today, so I apologize.
The flags that Mr. Obert mentioned did win this weekend, correct? Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I could have told you that. So that's our report. We have the Mr. Isaac was saying about the sound system and the scoreboard and the potential that we have. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and put that in the official board minutes, and I need a motion to accept the items.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
I'm studying.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, Treasurer's Report.
There's a couple items in the financial programs for approval today. Can kind of go over those, I suppose. The financial report, you'll see it's pretty much the same as the past. However, I added an additional page that kind of gives an overview of where the fund balances are. And we also have some transfers, most which are housekeeping. Transferred to the Ohio School Facilities Maintenance Fund, transferred to the Permanent Improvement Fund, and we're also closing out the Uniform School Fund, which hasn't been used for several years, and a transfer to the Title I Fund to add more housekeeping type issues.
Okay. Need a motion to approve financial programs.
So moved.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. I'll echo what the board had said as far as, the great things happen with our extracurricular programs. Very proud of the band. Football team, there's no way to understate it. I mean, it's probably as big a game as we've played in a decade. So, extremely excited for that one. Did find out that we have clinched a playoff game at this point, but these next two games matter greatly in where we play and who we play. So fingers crossed there, but looking forward to a great game here Friday night. Kick for the Cure is going on as we speak. I'm going to do one of those Superman wardrobe changes and head up there and watch those kids. It's one of the best events I think we do in that program. Boys play currently, and then as soon as the boys are done, the girls play, and it's a pink out and all those things. So should be a great time up there. But the biggest thing I want to touch on this evening is, board members, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to approve a contract that creates an official relationship with us and the Muskingum Valley Educational Service Center to start an in-house driver's training program. A little bit of detail on this, just for the record. This goes back to a conversation had with several of our board members last year. We were at a conference and just kind of came up around dinner like, boy, it would be great if we could get driver training back for our kids, and he asked me to look into that, and I told him I would. Frankly, at that moment, I don't think I had a lot of optimism. I didn't know what that would entail. I just wasn't sure. I said, hey, look, no promises, but I'll check it out. So we started looking into it and really just kind of stumbled upon a program through the Muskingum Valley. It's out of Zanesville. Muskingum Valley Educational Service Center started this, and basically what they've done is they've made themselves like the clearinghouse for all the paperwork and all the legal responsibilities that go into this. It's just unwieldy, the things that are required of you when you're doing driver's training, which I assume is probably why most districts, if not almost every district, has dropped driver's training over the years. And we did a lot of, we really did some due diligence and looked into this program because, frankly, at first it seemed too good to be true. Probably the best explanation that I heard that really made this start to make sense to me is it's like, look, this is how we used our COVID money. And as soon as I heard that, it's like, okay, this is sounding a lot more plausible now. So basically, simply put, they train our employees, and currently we have 5 individuals that are training there. It's actually cool. They're able to take with them 5 students to the training as well. So those students are getting their driver's training while our instructors are getting their training, which is neat. But we have 4 of our bus drivers that are going to be our daily trainers with this, and then we have a 5th individual that's going to be our site-based coordinator. And so basically, once we get this thing off the ground, and we are looking, we feel like we're on course at this moment to start in the second semester. Basically, kids will be able to go to the guidance office. The individual we have, Mr. Whitney, works out of the guidance office. They'll go down, they'll tell Mr. Whitney, hey, we're interested. He'll sign them up, and then they'll go through the process of doing driver's training. We're entering into a 3-year contract with them. Our students will be able to get this again in-house with our people. It's relatively small cost to the district. We have an initial startup fee, and then it's a relatively small amount the next 2 years that we pay to the company. Our families pay $350 to do it. Now, we are working on some grants. I don't want to promise anything there, but we're working on some grants to see if we can reduce or even potentially in some cases make that free of charge. But realistically, $350, if you're not aware, if you didn't just have a kid go through driver's training, $350 is a heck of a deal. So we feel really good about that. And simply put, guys, you know, this is one of those things. I'm super proud of this. And, you know, again, this is one of those things that was really an inspiration to the board. And I thank them for their leadership in it. But ultimately, the 3 E's for us isn't lip service. I mean, this is what we believe in. This is what we do. And frankly, probably our single biggest impediment is transportation. Does this fix the issue? No. But does this go a long way towards getting our kids prepared for their future? We believe it does. So members of the board, I'm excited to share that with you, and we'll vote on that next.
Are we going to provide the best way, like when I took both my kids, they had a car, like when they did their in-car, so are we going to have a car
yes.
that they'll use?
Okay. Yes. We're going to start with one, and then we'll see where it goes from there. It might be necessary to expand beyond that. The Muskingum Valley ESC would actually charge us $20,000 roughly to get us a car that would be a nice used vehicle, retrofit, ready to go for, because obviously I have to have the brake equipment and things. They'll do that for us. We're currently having some conversations with some local car dealerships to see what we can do. I've set a deadline of November 1st. Like if we don't have vehicle in hand or an agreement by then we're just going to go ahead, purchase the vehicle, and then see if we can recoup the cost through other means. And I don't want to put anybody on the spot right now, but we've had some of those conversations as well. You know, if a car dealership's going to say, hey, here's a free car, we will gladly accept. Short of that, we will go ahead and purchase and then look for reimbursement. Or potentially one of our partners or a few of our partners purchase directly. That's semantics, but we would, you know. And if all that fails through, I'm very comfortable. Mr. Wilson and I have had that conversation. We'd be very comfortable purchasing that out of local funds. It'll be part of our transportation fleet. It'd be primarily used for driver's training, but potentially we could have other purposes for that as well. So, yeah, guys, it's a rarely do you get something that's this big of a win and this relatively cheap with the things that we deal with financially. I mean, this is a really kind of insignificant expense for the district to bear to provide something that I would consider to be a really, really big benefit to our community. So very excited about that. And again, thank you all for holding our feet to the fire on that.
Okay. To approve educational programs, I need a motion.
So moved. Second.
Okay, any more questions or comments?
If I may.
Yes.
I just have to really thank Mr. Tyler for going and looking, taking the idea seriously when we had those conversations and doing the hard work to like make that a reality, because I don't know of any other district really around here that does that. And as a high school teacher, knowing how many, especially students with disabilities, like that's such a huge barrier for transition for them, that doing anything that we can to eliminate that obstacle is going to make them more employable, as you said, create opportunities for them to be able to travel to do College Credit Plus, or I'm so excited that we are taking a lead on that and making it happen. So thank you so much.
I appreciate the thank you, but in good conscience, I got to say it was really a team effort. A lot of people involved, high school administration. Mike Sutherland's been a big part of it. Tennyson Barney, Josh has been a big part of it. I'm probably leaving some folks out. I know Ryan Anderson was involved. There's a number of folks that have participated in this. And Mr. Whitney being our site coordinator. And then, of course, Tammy helping me narrow down to four bus drivers and then their commitments. As a matter of fact, those people were in Zanesville being trained as we speak. They had to commit to 8 trips to Zanesville. They go down for 3 hours a night. It's a 24-hour process that they have to do, and they're conveniently there as we speak.
I was really impressed to hear that we had people here able to do it, and I know it's been an extra thing on our department. I really appreciate all of that work that you all have put in.
And if this is the cost, just knowing, because I just put it through, it's probably saving parents about $150, almost $200.
Easily, yeah. Yeah, that's all I had to say.
Thank you. Okay, no further comments. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Okay, item number 9, need a motion to approve personnel.
So moved.
Any comments?
I just have one comment. I see we have one resignation. Do we have any idea as to who's going to take over for basketball cheerleading? Has that been?
There's a process we have to go through. I think we'll have no issue filling that position, but there's a formal process we have to go through.
Any other questions, comments? Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Item number 10. Extracurricular employment.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
I abstain. Okay, motion to approve personnel classified. Do we have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any comments or questions? Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. See, we don't have any tabled items. No executive session. Uh, Let's talk about the calendar. Does anybody have any comments about the calendar?
I'll just say I really appreciated seeing that the feedback that we've given over the last year and the conversations that we've had. It seems like from the teacher's perspective, from the class side, from parents and students, a lot of those things were really, I'm sure it took a lot of work to take all of those things into consideration. So, but I don't want to say it's like perfect, but dang.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, a couple of the primaries here in the room, and if we're throwing out thank yous, Emily and Nancy, greatly appreciate it. A lot of hair pulling over that one, right, lady? Okay.
I was going to say we made a good team.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Is it too much to ask to start after Labor Day? I'm pushing it. I know I'm pushing it.
In the future, when we talk about November 11th, they'll just say Veterans Day on the end of it and be done with it, and everybody will honor the veterans. But I'm pretty happy with this.
Great.
Yeah, it's progress.
Yeah.
And, looks good. Just because something is brought up doesn't mean that things haven't been happening in that direction. I'm referring back to Mr. Isaac's comment, and if we hear about it, we'll do something about it. And I don't want anybody to think that that's a reflection of displeasure. It's just something that has a lot of potential, and we talked about it when we got into it, and we got it free, I believe.
We did.
And, I'm pretty excited about it. So with that, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments?
Can I say one thing? We talked.
We don't normally do this.
I know.
Okay. But if you would like to talk, please stand up.
Okay. So I spoke with Mark, and we were talking about how you guys did the calendar this year, and I think that just brief, if someone would want to go over how you guys did the deciding, because it was a huge collaborative effort, and I think that needs to be organized. So, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Some people may not know who you are. Announce yourself.
Oh, I'm Maria Barney.
And
hi.
She'll be on the board serving with us, and we're excited to have the opportunity to work with you.
We're very excited
too. Yeah.
So far, we've kept a pretty clean campaign.
Yeah.
Watch out. There's a lot of competition.
I think what Maria's mentioning there, obviously we've alluded to, and I was given some credit there to Emily and Nancy. Calendar, say this at the risk of asking anyone to feel sorry for us, like this is what we do for a living, but calendar is challenging. There's a lot to it, legal things to it. There's a lot there from a contractual perspective, because you're dealing with two labor unions, and certain days are guaranteed off, etc. And then you have to look at each year it becomes challenging too, because just depending on what days certain things fall on, and then there's an awful lot of moving parts to it. What we're required to do is to put out a calendar, and then our unions can, if they choose to, say, well, we agree or disagree. They could, actually, it's not even so much an agree or disagree. They can put forth their own calendar if they would choose to. Instead of going through that process, we've just decided maybe let's get together and talk about things. And actually, I don't want to maybe I'll let you ladies speak, but you know, from what I've heard about it, I think there were some great suggestions from both sides. They brought it to me, and then I screwed it up and sent it back to them, and we had a little... We ultimately landed in a really good place. But again, I just, if you've never done it, it's one of those things that it doesn't sound so hard. It is, just because, again, there's a lot of moving parts to it, and you're trying to, you know, make some compromises and kind of land that plane. And ultimately, we really do try to create an instructional calendar as best we can. One of the things we have really made as a priority is trying to balance our semesters to the greatest deal possible. We also try to end the first semester before Christmas break. Well, why do you want to do that? Because then you have kids coming back to take final exams when they've been at home for 2 weeks. And, you know, so there's a lot of things to it. And then you have people that would like, well, I'd like to see these days off, or I'd like to see these days off. And it's like, well, we can do that, but then if we do that, we've got to give up this. Well, can't you just do both? Not unless somebody wants to redraft, like, the Roman calendar of, like, 2,000 years ago. I mean, it's, you know, there's 365 days of the year. You know, we can't work people on weekends. It's a lot. So, but thank you for recognizing that. And, again, I appreciate the shout out. It was definitely a great example, I think, of our current level of collaboration. You know, I've been telling folks, and Nancy, I appreciate you nodding your head back there. Like, you know, I mentioned at our last meeting, things are going really well around here. I'm kind of transitioning from that. We're having a great start into, we're now having a great year. Like, just simply, we're having a great year. But I think the great year comes from that collaborative, cooperative environment, and I think the calendar is a great example of that. So thank you all. That's it.
So much for peace and harmony. It sure is nice when everybody can work together, isn't it? I think this is over. No, do we have to do roll call?
No.
Okay.
Roll call?
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Robert?
Yes.
6:37.